Greenhouse gas emissions aren't just changing the global climate, they are acidifying the world's oceans. And perhaps the first and smallest victims of that change are pteropods. These free-swimming ocean snails are a key food source for salmon and other fish, and new research reveals just how badly ocean acidification is affecting these tiny creatures. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix.
Nina Bednarsik is one of the first scientists to document what is happening to pteropods as the world's oceans become more corrosive.
It's basically, you know, as you would pour the acid on top of the shell, or imagine burnt skin of the humans. So you just see, instead of having intact shell, you know, the shell is all rough.
The acidifying waters dissolve the shells of the tiny swimming snails. In a first-of-its-kind study, Bednarsik looked at hundreds of pteropods gathered along the west coast of the U.S., from California to Washington. The damage was extensive. In samples along the coast, 50% of the pteropods had shells that looked like they were being eaten away.
It was a big surprise, and in some of the regions along the Washington coast, we actually see every single pteropod having severe shell dissolution.
Pteropod populations have been declining in recent decades. That has some fisheries biologists concerned about impacts up the food chain. Salmon, herring, and mackerel are all known to eat pteropods. Richard Feely is a scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration who's been studying ocean acidification for 30 years. He's a co-author on Bednarsik's paper.
Can these fish then switch to other sources of food? We don't know. So we have to understand what this means for the food web. Pteropods are also eaten by birds, and they're eaten by whales. So we may be seeing the beginnings of an ecological change. And quite frankly, we don't know all the ramifications yet, but they could be large.
Bednarsik's modeling projects that if she were to go out and conduct the same coastal sampling in the year 2050, 70% of the pteropods would show signs of dissolving shells. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.